Merry Christmas, everybody. This is your Ramblin' Bob, Outdoor Guide Magazine. Good morning, Raymond. Merry Christmas to you and the Vogler Vogler and Maddie G and all your listeners. I can't tell you how much I enjoy listening to your show during the year. I just want to compliment you on what a great radio show host you've become. And thank you for all the great stuff that you've done for outdoorsmen all year long. Merry Christmas. This is Bobby Whitehead, your Ramblin' Bob.
Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding through the break. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Merry Christmas. Welcome back to Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within the bunker. 590 The Fan over here with the Vogler Vogler.
Live mobile on demand.
Yeah, he wanted to say that. And Matty G still has his nose on and his reindeer ears. So I finally gave in and went ahead and gave him the reindeer cup with the sippy cup for his. No, you can have it. You keep it. You love it so much you've wore it the whole show. It's your cup, baby. It's yours now. Right? Right? No, it's yours. Midwest. Did I say Midwest Outdoor Studios? I think I did.
Live mobile
right,
on demand.
Right. Vogler's got his sandwich out. We've got a great guest on the line now. We did a little field testing this week. We had some products sent to us. I call it product. Gourmet spices. You want to say it? I'm going to give you
some bunions.
Very good. You did better that time. And we're gonna run out and grab this guy, Tom Costafew. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you doing?
Doing great, brother. Hey, got this stuff in the mail. Did a little testing. First thing I did was boil a little broccoli. No butter, no seasoning, no nothing. Put it on a plate and then put on the mild bunion seasoning. Wow. Brought it to life, brother. Good stuff.
Thank you very much. Yeah, like we tell everyone that we run into, we say, hey, our seasonings are great on anything that walks, swims, or flies, game or tame, all the same. Soup, salads, and vegetables, too. So it don't matter what you put it on, it just brings it all out to life.
I
heard you talking about that world record deer earlier. Yeah. Would have made it taste even better if you had some of that dry rub on her.
Great job, Tom. And I want to tell you, my favorite is the mild that you sent, because I put that in on our fried chicken. My gosh, I could not believe the fried chicken. That is so good on fried chicken, it's unbelievable. And Vogler Vogler is eating a venison sausage egg sandwich, and the only seasoning in that is yours, the only spice. And you have the mild. What do you think of it, Vogler?
This is fantastic. It's there's a specialty to this. It just gives
when I mix, when I mixed the venison and the sausage, what only spice in it was what was in the fresh ground sausage.
No but, salt, no
but
pepper.
No salt, no pepper, no nothing in that. That's just this spice.
You don't need nothing else in it. It has sea salt is what we use in our mixture, and there's only 17% sea salt in our mix, so there's not a whole lot of salt. And then we have our dehydrated garlic and a number of different seasonings that we blend it all together. And it's, you know, my wife and I, it's our family business, and the lady on a bottle is my mom,
who
recently passed away this year at 89. But the seasoning's been in our family for five generations, and
that's
being cattle ranchers, that's what they used to use to season up all the meat, making sausages or doing whatever with it. So we notice a lot of game hunters just love
deer, bear,
pheasant, quail, whatever walks. Like I said, swims or flies, it don't matter.
Yeah.
It just brings it alive.
Okay, tell our listeners about the name of the...
Well, the name of the seasonings is Babunia's Gourmet Spice. Now, what in the heck is Babunia's? Well, Babunia's means grandmother in Ukrainian.
Yep.
And our family is originally from the Ukraine. And, you know, and the word babunia is like a term of endearment for the word grandmother. And so we decided to say, hey, you know, it's got our heritage in the background with it, and so let's make something different with it, and we call it Babunia's Gourmet Spice.
Yeah, great.
And we weren't sure what to call it because we use it a lot for all our game meats, and we're thinking maybe we put something, you know, with game, but then the supermarket people be like, oh, no, that's just for game.
Right.
So we just decided to stick it with what we did, and Babunia's Gourmet Spice it is.
See, Vogler Vogler, now you know how to say it, too.
I just can imagine this on, like, grilled chicken.
Well, on the egg you had this morning, the omelet that was in that, and when I cooked eggs, and I tested it the other day with just fried eggs, no other seasoning whatsoever, and with
sausage. The nice thing about it, you don't need to marinate with the seasoning. Like, you have venison or any kind of game meat. All we recommend people to do is whatever meat you're going to cook, just rinse it in nice cold water Okay. Lay it flat on a plate. Dust it on both sides evenly. A nice coating. Don't be shy with it. And then cook it the way you normally do on the grill, in the pan, in the oven. It don't make a difference because the seasoning has a natural meat tenderizer in it.
Okay.
And so there's no need for you to marinate it overnight. You can if you like to, but there's really no...
But there's really no reason to do it. Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
Not a vocal vibrator. Yeah, my son...
And the other thing, too...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, the other thing, too, it's all natural. So there's no MSG. It's gluten-free. And there's no preservatives or additives. So it's 100% natural. We don't have anybody mix it or blend it for us. We have a facility where we do all the blending, the bottling, the capping, the we do it all ourselves, so that we would know exactly what goes into our products.
Okay. What's the difference in the black label I got here? The black label, my wife really liked that. I like the mild, and then my son, I'm not much on hot, but my son tried the hot the other day, and he absolutely loves it. I had to get it away from him to bring it into the station. But tell me about the black label that you sent me.
Well, the black was street bottles, you have a black, a yellow, and a red. The black is the original family recipe.
Okay.
That's the seasoning that's been in the family for five generations. It's what I grew up with. And it's just a nice blend of seasonings with no hot peppers in it. It's
okay.
Just nice flavor. So no matter what you put it on, it's just going to enhance. You put it on your egg salad, your tuna salad, your stir-fry vegetables, broccoli, like you said. I mean, literally anything. And so... what people were asking us when we first introduced it to the public is like, hey, man, I love your seasoning, but is there a way you got something that's a little heat? I love heat. So we came up with the hot one.
Okay.
And so people were loving it, and we had the red bottle, and we're out there promoting it, and some came back to, hey, listen, you know, I love the hot seasoning, but it's too hot for my family. Can you bring it down a notch? And that's how we came up with the mild.
And there's the story, Vogelbauer.
All three seasonings are the same as the black. The only difference is... no heat on the black, some heat on the yellow, which is the mild or medium,
mm-hmm.
and a lot more heat on the red, which is the hot one.
Okay. Well, the mild is my absolute favorite. I just love that. That fried chicken just came. It was unbelievable, the taste. What, Vogelbauer?
So you can put it on after it's cooked.
It's amazing how it just brings all these flavors to your mouth.
Yeah. Oh,
it does.
I
tell people, you know, if you don't like hot, I mean, you could also mix it in some sour cream and use it as a vegetable dip or a potato chip.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. That's
and it's just amazing how it just tastes.
Yeah, we tried it on everything. I mean, anything we had, we put it on. And it's like the one piece of chicken we had, we just took a piece of chicken, fried chicken, then put the seasoning on after it was cooked, and then ate the chicken after it was cooked with the seasoning. With the spice. Man,
it's incredible. My daughter,
my gosh.
We were at a show, and we bought some pineapple spigots at Sam's Club. And she took the pineapple, and she sprinkled it with a hot seasoning on it. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, it's a mixture of heatness, citrusy, and sweetness, cooling it all down. And she got a whole bunch of customers walking by watching her doing that and said, hey, I got to try that too. And so then we're now sampling pineapple with the hot seasoning on it, which was
That's
crazy.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That is.
Well, Vogelbauer, if you're going to talk, get into your microphone.
Will
you? Tell our listeners, give us a website, tell them where they can purchase your product.
Yeah, our website is www.babunias.com, and that's spelled B as in boy, so it's B-A-B-U, N as in Nancy, Y-A-S.com. Or you can call us at 888-430-9678. We can take the orders over the phone if you don't have a computer. But all of our recipes are on our website. You get to see my mom, the lady that's on the product, watching her at different pictures that we have on our website. You'll see Troy Landry from the Swamp People. He's on there. He loves our hot seasoning. We got RJ and Jay Paul, so from the Swamp People, people from the Crush, that we've met as we do the trade shows for the outdoor sportsman shows across the country. What we do is basically we just cook up chicken and beef at the shows, and then we season it with our spices, and we give away a free toothpick with every sample.
There you go.
Everybody loves something for free. So
oh, yeah.
Get a free toothpick, and they enjoy it.
That's true. Good stuff, Tom. Appreciate you coming on the show with us this morning. We'll get you back on a little later. We're going to do some more testing. We're going to do some barbecue testing with this, and wild game testing, and let's get you back on the show and get an update. And I should see you someplace down the road. You going to be at SHOT Show?
I'm going to try to be at SHOT Show. I will be at the National Wildlife Turkey Federation in Nashville.
Oh, I'll see you there for sure then.
I'll be there for sure. I'll be in Wisconsin and Madison. We're right now trying to make sure we we are locked in on all the shows that we have booked.
Right,
up,
right.
If you'd come up with any extra bottles for poor Matty G and poor Vogler,
listen to
here.
Him beg. Listen to him beg. Isn't that sad? That's sad. Hey, in Nashville, Tennessee, at the NWTF, let's grab lunch on Saturday. You want to try to do that?
Yeah, that'll be nice.
That'd be great. I'd like to do that. I'd like to sit down and visit with you. All right, brother.
Yeah, my wife wishes she was here with us on the radio, but maybe she'll get to meet you when we're down there, so that'll be nice.
Well, bless her heart. She can come to lunch with us for sure. Okay, thanks,
Tom.
She
could cook for sure, that's for sure.
Okay, brother. Thank you. And thank you have you. A great weekend, and Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. We need to take a break, Matty Woo-hoo. G. You listen to 590 The Fan. What else?
Live right? Mobile on demand.
Matty G. We'll see you all on the other side.